Behind the Herald Headlines with Darren Mann.
One of the big news stories this past week, you'll find it on heraldlive.co.za. Oscar Mabuyane, re-elected Eastern Cape ANC chairperson. This was after a chaotic conference held in East London. A second term as ANC leader in the Eastern Cape and also as premier of the province. Joining us on the podcast now, the Premier of the Eastern Cape, Mr. Oscar Mabuyane. Congratulations on your win this past weekend at the ANC Provincial Elective Conference, Mr. Premier.
Yes, Darren, thank you very much. Thanks for the opportunity. You're welcome. We are really humbled by this and the confidence shown by the majority of delegates in the conference representing our branches across the province. It's a call to serve. We are servants of the people. We don't have any time to waste. We must hit the ground running, put more impetus on the work that we've been doing in the last 4 years as the collective leadership. We've done very well, I must say. The foundation has been laid and the work has begun.
You won your position as chairperson by 812 votes to 662, a margin of 150. Are you personally happy with those numbers? Do you think they reflect the state of support in the province?
Yes, of course. The numbers are consistent with numbers that our lobby team has always been giving us as they were moving around the regions, consolidating numbers. Actually, our numbers were more than that. It shows that, as you would remember, there are a couple of numbers from about 16 branches that were quarantined. That number excludes that number. And I can tell you, the number of those branches that were quarantined were branches that were going to add more votes to us.
We saw some chaos at time to time at the conference, some bad tempers between the various factions. How will you unite them under the ANC as one group?
ANC members are united through a program of action. If you don't have a political program of action, you will never unite members. But if you wake up tomorrow and you outline the program of action as the conference indicated, yeah, members of the ANC will be united. We can only be united when we've got something to do. But if we don't have anything to do, we'll be stuck with our factions and still remain where we are. We made it very clear that all lobby groups, their lifespan has come to an end. Beyond conferences, you don't have any lobby group. If you still have a lobby group beyond a conference, that's a faction that exists for expediency. So we can't allow that. The leadership of the ANC is a center, and the center must hold. And we must actually be all out in ensuring that we are leading all members of the ANC in the province and all structures of the ANC. There's nothing wrong with festival of ideas and with people having different views on leadership perspective. It is allowed in the ANC. It is part of the ANC DNA as a democratic organization. So our job as the leadership is to lead. And if you suffer from an inferiority complex, you can't lead. You'll always be looking at the beggar who hated you, who loved you. No one has hated anyone. People were expressing their political views, and they are actually enjoying their rights as enshrined in the ANC Constitution, as members of the ANC in good standing. The leadership must lead. What is important is leadership leading, and in that leadership, creating this conducive environment and warmth for every member of the ANC to feel at home. So you don't have even to think about extending an olive branch. You are not at war. You are not an enemy to anyone. You lead. You lay down the rules. You put down program of action. Every member must actually do that. We are focusing on 2024. We really don't have time to rest on our laurels and begin to look at people whom we think that are our friends. In any revolution, there are no permanent friends and enemies. People have a right to express their views. Any revolutionary understands that. So we are really here to serve people, not only members of the ANC. ANC, as a leader of the society, must actually rise to the occasion. Our job now is to lead ANC in this province, consolidate it, really extricate the province out of the shackles of colonial system and apartheid system that really put our province in that very deep tension that we've been actually in. We've got to lift it up, take this province to a level where it's supposed to be, integrate it in the national economic hub, like any other three big provinces. We've got a lot to offer. We should be focusing on economic development like any other thing, and we should be really looking at the niche areas, turn around the socio-economic outlook of our province, give our people the broaden their horizon, give our people that the boundless opportunities for growth. That's what should preoccupy us. Leadership must be driven by a vision. We've got a vision, and that vision actually emanates out of the aims and objectives of the ANC as outlined in the constitution of the ANC. So we don't have time to play around and look at who's not happy, not happy, nothing to celebrate. We are here to respond to a call to lead the province and lead the ANC to a higher pedestal.
Is there anything you learnt from your first term that you would do differently this time around as Premier?
A lot. You still have a long way to go in actually confronting the state machinery, how to transform the state machinery. Unfortunately, we've got a very sluggish state machinery that sometimes enjoys this sort of divisions. We still need to professionalize the state machinery to really understand that those who are in employment are employed to serve people. They are not employed to earn salaries. They are employed to serve people, then earn salaries, not the other way around. So we've got to deal with that issue and focus on how best we really create this ethical, developmental state that is so agile to respond to people's needs. So that's what we're looking at in developing systems without undermining any law that is there working within the law. That's why you must have bureaucrats that are fit for purpose, that are capable to really push and assist you in a vision that you have. The ANC has been developing the manifestos term after term. We've got a manifesto which that manifesto talks to our national development plan, provincial development plan, also responding to the number of resolutions that our conferences have taken in ensuring that we create a better life for our people. We are in this revolution to change people's life for better. So if we don't do that, we are really compromising and undermining our national democratic revolution. Our ultimate goal is to deliver our country into that national democratic society. That's what we are focusing at. So any kind of disturbances along the way, detours, or all these malfeasance that we see, they undermine that revolutionary cause of delivering this country into the national democratic society.
Mr. Premier, your main challenger at the conference, Mr. Babalo Madikizela, has announced that he will be leaving the political arena and going into business. Any thoughts on that?
We've been in that discussion with Comrade Babalo even before the contest. Even before this issue of conference emerged, he has been actually raising that issue as a business person who has been in business for some time, knowing challenges that he has gone through at a personal level. He has raised that issue with us formally for almost the greater part of the last year, making some time frames at some point, it was September, etc. But we've been persuading him because he has contributed really massively in actually making our government improve, particularly from public works point of view. We've seen a lot of quick turnarounds in ensuring that we respond to issues from that department. So his contribution was an awesome contribution that we all appreciated, but we knew the problem that he has been going through and that he has been raising, and we cannot frustrate him. If he wants to, he was going to talk to me at an appropriate time, as we have been talking. It's not a new debate. It has been a debate that we've been having for almost the greater part of the last year.
We thank you for joining us today. The Premier of the Eastern Cape, Mr. Oscar Mabuyane. Have a great day, sir.
Sure, Darren. Thank you very much.
That was today's edition of Behind the Herald Headlines with Darren Mann.